अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेभीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 81। अपवादो नाम रज्जु विवर्तस्य सर्पस्य रज्जु मात्रत्ववत् वस्तु विवर्तस्य अवस्तुनः अज्ञानादेहे प्रपञ्चस्य वस्तुमात्रत्वम्। तदुक्तम् सतत्त्वतोऽन्यथा प्रथा विकार इत्युदीरितः अतत्त्वतोऽन्यथा प्रथा विवर्त इत्युदीरितः इति। The commitment of Vedanta Shastra is to show the Vastu. Vastu means the reality. The problem of samsara is because of seeing the avastu in the vastu, the unreality in the reality, mixing up the unreality and reality. Therefore, the Vedanta Shastra puts a lot of effort to show the vastu and negate the avastu, the unreal. The vastu is nothing but Sachidanandam Advayam Brahma, the Brahman, which is Sata. Sata means that which cannot be negated in all three times. The existence, chitta, consciousness, anandam, sachidananda, the happiness, advayam, and this vastu is one without a second. Advaya means one without a second. It is not that there is one vastu and there are many avastus. It has no second. If you just say there is one vastu, people may think there are many avastus. There is one Brahman and many people and many worlds, many various things, objects. That is why we say advayam. The one is not enough. Telling ekam is not enough. That is why the Shastra says ekameva advitiyam. There is no second. That kind of Brahman. Ekameva advitiyam Brahma. Sachidanandam advayam Brahma is the vastu. The reality. The real. But then, if we say that, obviously, the student will ask, but I experience this universe, I experience this world, What about this world? There is duality. I am a samsari, a miserable individual, always worried, because this whole universe is standing in front of me, making me feel insignificant. But your Vedanta Shastra is telling everything is Vastu, the Brahman. There is no second. So how can you account for this whole universe and also this limited individual? To answer the question of the student who is seeing the truth in this Vyavaharika Satya, in this dualistic universe, the teacher uses a methodology of Adhyaropa and Apavad. Adhyaropa and Apavad. Because the teacher has to show that there is only one Vastu. And what you see as this duality, as this universe, and yourself as a limited individual, this is all unreal. This has to be shown. And therefore, this Adhyaropa and Apavada method is used. So far we have seen Adhyaropa. The whole Srishti is told how this universe has come from Brahman. The whole Srishti has come from Brahman. And what is the order of this creation? The five elements came. First of all, there is Ajnana, that is the Maya. Samashti Ajnana and Vyashti Ajnana. And from this Samashti Ajnana, that is nothing but Maya, the five elements came. Pancha Sukshma Bhutas, five subtle elements. And the Sukshma Bhutas combined to form Sukshma Shariras, all our Sukshma Shariras. And the Sthula Bhutas, the gross elements, by means of Panchikarana. And the Sthula Bhutas combined to form this whole gross universe. The Chaturdasha Bhuvanas, 14 Lokas. The whole Brahmanda, the whole universe, and our own Shariras, our own bodies, Sthula Shariras. Like that, the Adhyaropa is told. Adhyaropa is nothing but telling how this universe has come from the Brahman. How the Brahman, the one without a second, modified into this universe. That is Adhyaropa. Now, if the student is very smart, he will definitely ask a question. You said the one without a second Brahman, from that Brahman, this universe came. I am missing one thing. The pot is not seen. pot and potter are very, very useful in Vedanta. I sometimes say, this pot is created by the potter. Who created this universe? Which potter created this universe? It is Hari Potter. I told this for some people who have not heard this. Hari Potter. So, if the Brahman is one without a second, the Brahman has no Bhedas. There is no Sajatiya Bheda. Sajatiya Bheda means the differences within oneself in the form of various parts. That is called Sajatiya Bheda. Vijatiya Bheda, difference, I made Sajatiya Bheda means difference within the same class, same jati. For example, one tree is different from another tree. That is Sajatiya Bheda. Vijatiya Bheda means the difference in two different classes. Two different jatis. For example, a tree is different from a stone. That is Vijatiya Bheda. Then there is Swagata Bheda. Difference within oneself in the form of parts. Everything in this world has all three Bhedas. Sajatiya Bheda, Vijatiya Bheda and Swagata Bheda. But this Brahman, which we talk of, has no Bhedas, no Sajatiya Bheda, means no second Brahman, no Vijatiya Bheda, that means there is nothing called a non-Brahman. If there is a Brahman and there is something called a non-Brahman, there could have been a Vijatiya Bheda. So there is no second Brahman and there is no non-Brahman also. And there is no Swagata Bheda. Brahman has no parts. He has no hands, no legs, no head. Don't wonder how Brahman can be headless. Brahman has no head. Brahman has no hands. So, there is no Bheda in Brahman. Partless. Divisionless. Limitless. How this divisionless, limitless Brahman change into, modify into this universe? Because that which is divisionless is nirvikara. It cannot undergo any change. It cannot undergo any modification. So how can this one without a second Brahman, which is partless and free from all modifications, become this universe? Therefore, the Shastra says, this modification, which was previously talked of as though real, is in fact not a real modification. It is only an apparent modification. The Brahman really doesn't modify into this universe. The Brahman, as though appears as the universe. Brahman as though modifies into the universe. It is an as though modification. That means Brahman remaining as Brahman appears as the universe. What does that mean? That means the universe is not real. What exists is nothing but Brahman. Even though we see the universe, we experience the universe, we transact in the universe, in reality, what exists is the one without a second Brahman. The Brahman is the only substance. Understanding this fact that the universe is not real, whatever is talked of as though the modification of Brahman is not real, is called apavada, the negation of the universe, the negation of the creation. Is called apavada. And this apavada is what is present in this particular section. So in order to show apavada of this universe, we have to understand two words, two technical words used in Vedanta Shastra. That is vikara and vivarta. We will see the second paragraph in this line, in this page first. Because we have to understand the words vikara and vivarta. Taduktam, it is said. What? Satattvataha anyatha pratha vikara iti udiritaha. Satattvataha anyatha pratha. The author is telling that there are two types of modifications. One is a real modification, another is as though modification. So satattvataha anyatha pratha, satattvataha means in reality. Anyatha pratha, one thing changing into another, one thing becoming another, is called vikaraha. Vikaraha iti udiritaha. It is called vikara. For example, the milk changing into curd. When the milk becomes curd, there is no more milk. There is only curd. It is an actual modification. Actual change of one thing into another. It is called vikara. We talked of the srishti. How from this Brahman the five elements came, etc. If that is vikara, if this srishti is a vikara of Brahman, then there is no more Brahman to talk of. So we can comfortably forget Brahman and we can simply keep talking of the srishti. And for that this shastra is not required. Therefore, the Brahman doesn't actually modify into this universe. The Srishti is not Vikara of Brahman. The universe is not a Vikara of Brahman. Then what? It is Vivarta. And what is Vivarta? Atatvataha anyatha pratha. Atatvataha. Apparently, anyatha pratha, one thing changing into another, one thing modifying into another, is called vivartaha. Vivartaha iti udiritaha. It is called vivarta. Example is rope snake. The rope changing into snake. There is a rope and we see the rope as snake. That means the rope has changed into the snake. Is it a real change? It's not a real change. Because the rope remains as rope. At the same time, it appears as snake. That means, without changing in reality, the rope as though changes into snake. That is called vivarta. Similarly, this whole universe is the vivarta of Brahman. Therefore, what is nothing but Brahman. There is no universe in reality. And to understand this is called apavada, negation. Negation of the universe. Negation of the creation. In other words, negation of the reality of the universe. And understanding that Brahman is the only substance is called apavada. Apavado nama. What is apavada? Apavada is. Rajju vivartasya sarpasya rajju matratvavat. An example is given for apavada. Rajju vivartasya sarpasya. The sarpa, the snake, which is the vivarta of Rajju, which is an apparent modification of the rope. As long as you see the sarpa, it is apavada, it is ajjaropa, because you are seeing the Rajju as sarpa. That is ajjaropa, superimposition. But once you understand that the sarpa you are seeing is nothing but Rajju. Wherever you touch the sarpa, you are touching the Rajju only. This understanding is called apavada, negation of the sarpa. So Rajju vivartasya sarpasya Rajju matratvavat. Like understanding that the sarpa, which is the vivarta of Rajju, is nothing but Rajju, Rajju matram. It is only Rajju. There is no sarpa in reality. The substance in the sarpa, in the apparent sarpa, is only Rajju. This understanding. It's an example. Vatu means life. What we have to understand as far as this Brahman is concerned, vastu vivartasya avastunaha, the avastu, avastu means the whole universe, ajnanadi sakala jadasamuhaha avastu. We have seen previously, what is avastu? Starting from ajnana, starting from maya, the entire group of inert objects, including the sukshma bhutas, the sukshma sharira, Sthula Bhutas and Sthula Sharira. This whole universe, including our Sthula Sharira, including our Karana Sharira, it is all Avastu. And this Avastu is what? Vastu Vivarta. This Avastu is the Vivarta of the Vastu. Avastu is the apparent modification of the Vastu. So, Avastunaha Ajnanadeh Prapanchasya. What is Avastu? The author himself says, Avastu is Ajnanadi Prapancha. The whole universe, the whole Prapancha, starting from Ajnana, starting from the Maya, and it is nothing but Vastu, Vastu Matratvam. Understanding that, it is nothing but the Vastu, the Brahman. This is called Apavad. And this Apavada is elaborated. How everything is Brahman. This understanding has to be driven home. Therefore, the author is resolving the whole universe into Brahman. How to resolve the whole universe into Brahman? You keep meditating and the whole universe will resolve. It is not so. It is not an experiential resolution of the universe. There are some people who think they will just keep meditating and then the whole universe will disappear and they will see only one light called Brahman. It is not so. The resolution of the whole universe is purely in terms of understanding, purely cognitive. Like this pot resolving into the clay. You see this pot. But when you understand that the pot is nothing but clay, because wherever you touch the pot, you are touching the clay only. The pot cannot be taken out and left the clay. Clay cannot be left behind. You cannot say, I will take the pot home and leave the clay here. That means the clay, the pot is nothing but clay. When you understand this, what happens? The pot is resolved into the clay. Because there is no pot. There is no substance called pot. What is there is clay. Then the pot is resolved in your understanding. Even though you are experiencing the pot, you are seeing the pot, the substance called pot is resolved. Similarly, this whole universe can be resolved into Brahman in your understanding. How? We have already seen how the world has come from Brahman. How the universe has come from Brahman. And now you go in the reverse order. And understand that an effect is not different from the cause. And go to the ultimate cause. The ultimate support. That is Brahman. That is what the author is doing now. Tathahi etad bhoga yatanam chaturvidha sakala sthula sharira jatam bhogya rupa annapanadikam ఏతదాయతన భూత భూరాది చతుర్దశ భువనాని ఏతదాయతన భూతం బ్రహ్మాండం చ ఏతత్ సర్వం ఏతేషాం కారణ రూపం పంచీకృత భూతమాత్రం భవతి తథాహి. తథాహి మీన్స్ టు ఇల్లుస్ట్రేట్, టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్, టు ఎలాబొరేట్, టు మేక్ ఇట్ మోర్ క్లియర్ హౌ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఏతద్ భోగాయతనం, దిస్ భోగ ఆయతన. వాట్ ఇస్ ద భోగ ఆయతన? ద లోకస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద భోగాస్. హియర్ భోగా మీన్స్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ సుఖ అండ్ దుఃఖ, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ పెయిన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ భోగ. అండ్ ది స్థూల శరీర ఈస్ ద లోకస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ పెయిన్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భోగ ఆయతనం. బికాస్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లెజర్ ఆర్ పెయిన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ హోమ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కన్ఫైన్డ్ టు దిస్ బాడీ, ఆల్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ పెయిన్. Because I cannot experience a pleasure or pain there, outside my sthula sharira. It is in this sthula sharira that I experience the bhoga. Even dukkha is bhoga. Bhoga need not be sukha always. So this bhogayatanam, what is the bhogayatanam? Chaturvidha sakala sthula sharira jatam. The sthula sharira jatam, the whole group of sthula shariras, all the sthula shariras, sakala sthula sharira, all the sthula shariras. Not only my sthula sharira, not only the sthula sharira of all the human beings, the sthula sharira of all the animals, the sthula sharira of all the plants, they are also jivas. The animals are also jivas. The plants are also jivas. The bacteria and amoeba are also jivas. Because of their punya or papa, they have become like that. They have taken that birth. So chaturvidha sthula sakala sthula sharira. The sthula shariras are four types. What are the four types? Andaja, Svedaja, Udbhijja and Jarayuja. Four types of sthula shariras are there. Andaja, born of egg. It is our classification of the whole living beings. The Shastra classification. In the modern biology, they classify into plant kingdom and animal kingdom. And then there are various other classifications. Those who have studied biology know very well what all types of living beings are there. And there is the kingdom and phylum, genus and species, like that. There are various classifications. And in that, human beings, in what classification the human beings come, you can see. Homo sapiens. Homo is the genus and sapien is the species, like that. So every living being has its own genus, species, etc. So they are classified. All the living beings are classified. And some new living beings are also discovered. How many varieties of beings are there? The biology doesn't know yet. There are still more beings which are not yet discovered and named. So when they detect a new type of bacteria or virus, they will see its characteristics, what all features are there, what work it does, what kind of disease it causes, all these things they will see, and then they will name it. This virus is called so and so. They will name it and label it. So like that, the research goes on. So there are innumerable living beings, innumerable types of shariras. But broadly, our Shastra classifies these beings, these shariras, this sthula sharira. All this classification is based on sthula sharira. The sukshma sharira is same, because the bacteria also, previously it was a human being. And when it was human being, it had a sthula sharira. The same sthula sharira is sitting in this one cell bacteria, a unicellular bacteria. Same sukshma sharira. And the same sukshma sharira will go from bacteria to an ant. When the bacteria dies and it takes an ant janma. So the sukshma sharira continues. So this classification is based on sthula shariras only. So chaturvidha, four types. Svedaja means born of sveda, moisture, like bacteria, amoeba, etc. The germs or some insects, they are born of moisture. They are bred in moisture. Andaja, certain other beings are born of eggs. Pakshi pannaga adini. Pakshi pannaga. Pakshi means bird. Pannaga, all the reptiles. Snakes. Lizards. All these are pannagas. Dinosaur is pannaga. Dinosaur is also a reptile. Yeah. It's not a mammal. It's the biggest animal which existed, they say. But it was a reptile. Yeah. So, it's a pannaga. Dinosaur is a pannaga. So, pakshi and a pannaga. This is what? Andaja. Udbhijja. That which breaks the earth and comes up is called udbhijja. All the plants, grass, everything, all the plants, the whole plant kingdom is called udbhijja. And jarayuja. Jarayuja means born of womb. The mammals, we are jarayujas. The human beings, monkeys, cows, dogs, all these are jarayujas, mammals, born without eggs. In fact, there are some mammals which are born with eggs. Egg-laying mammals are there. That's a rare species. Egg-laying mammals. Why it is called mammal then if it is born of egg? Because breastfeeding is there. That's why they are called mammals. But they are born in egg only. So, some rare species are there. But generally, mammals are born without egg, directly. So, if you study the biology, you will find varieties, some special species are there. So, yeah. So these are the chaturvidha sthula shariras. And these sthula shariras are bhoga ayatana, the locus of bhoga. And now there are bhogyas, the objects of enjoyments are called bhogya. Bhogya rupa annapanadikam. What is the bhogya? The objects of enjoyment, objects of experience. Anna, food, pana, drink, etc. Various objects of enjoyment. Even TV is a bhogya. Because you see and enjoy, you get some experience. So, etc. Etad ayatana bhuta bhuradi chaturdasha bhuvanani. And all these shariras, these four types of shariras, and the food, etc., the bhogya, where is it present? It is present in the 14 worlds. Bhuradi chaturdasha bhuvanani. The chaturdasha bhuvanas, the 14 lokas. 6 lokas above, 7 lokas below, and 1 our own loka. Like that there are 14. We have seen previously. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Swaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyam. 7 lokas above. There are 7 lokas below. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. So like that there are 7 lokas below. And these 14 lokas are etat ayatana bhuta. They are the ayatana, they are the abode of these 4 types of shariras, as well as all the objects of enjoyment for the shariras. Etad ayatana bhutam brahmandam. And these 14 lokas are present in the brahmandam. They are present in the brahmanda. All the 14 lokas are present in the universe, the brahmanda. Cha etat sarvam. All these are nothing but the whole gross universe. Whole sthula prapancha is covered by telling the 4 types of sthula sharira, the food, etc., bhogya, and the 14 lokas and brahmand. This covers the whole sthula prapancha, the whole gross universe. And what is this gross universe is made up of? 5 gross elements. 5 sthula bhutas. The sthula prapancha is made up of 5 sthula bhutas. And therefore, the sthula prapancha is not different from the 5 gross elements. The whole sthula prapancha is nothing but the 5 sthula bhutas, the 5 gross elements. My body, this body, which seems to be very agile, I try to preserve this body, taking various medicines, taking food, etc. This body is nothing but 5 elements, pancha sthula bhutas. Similarly, the whole universe. Therefore, the author says, etesham karana rupam. Etat sarvam. This whole thing, the whole sthula prapancha, is nothing but its karana, its cause. What is that? Panchikrita bhuta matram bhavati. It is nothing but panchikrita bhuta. Panchikrita bhuta means sthula bhuta, the gross element. So we have arrived one step back Now we are going back from Karya to Karana. Karana to Karya is Srishti. Karya to Karana is Laya, resolution. So now we are resolving the universe. Not physical resolution, but in understanding. In fact, the Srishti is also not meant for telling the physical Srishti. It is meant for understanding only. Whenever Shastra talks of Srishti, it is to make you understand that everything is nothing but Brahman. The Tatparya of Srishti is not in Srishti. The Tatparya of Srishti is to show you that everything is Brahman. And now we are resolving in our understanding. That means going from Karya to Karana, backwards.
Etani Shabdadi Vishaya Sahitani Panchi Kritani Bhutani Sukshma Sharira Jatam Cha Etat Sarvam Etesham Karana Rupa Apanchi Krita Bhuta Matram Bhavati.
Etani. Etani means these. These means what?
Panchi Kritani Bhutani. These Panchi Krita Bhutas. These gross elements. And the gross elements are called Panchi Krita Bhuta because they are the result of Panchi Karana. The gross elements are the result of the Panchikarana process. Therefore, they are called Panchikrita Bhuta. The subtle elements are called Apanchikrita Bhuta because they are not yet Panchikrita. They have not yet undergone the process of Panchikarana. So these are Panchikritani Bhutani along with Shabdadi Vishaya Sahitani. That means each Bhuta consists of its Vishaya also, its Guna also. Akasha has Shabda Guna, we have seen previously. Vayu has two Gunas, Shabda and Sparsha, like that we have seen previously. You can refer to that. And Agni has three gunas, Shabda, Sparsha and Rupa. Jala has four gunas, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa and Rasa. And Prithivi has five gunas, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Five gunas are there. So, all these bhutas, Panchikrita bhuta, all these gunas are manifest. In Apanchikrita Bhuta, the gunas are not manifest. That is the difference between Panchikrita and Apanchikrita. That I have told previously, now I am just reminding this. So, Shabdadi Vishaya Sahitani Panchikritani Bhutani. The Panchikrita Bhutas along with their Vishayas, along with their gunas. And also, the Sukshma Sharira Jatam, the whole group of Sukshma Sharira, all our Sukshma Shariras, these two is what? Etat Sarvam, all these means the Sthula Bhutas and the Sukshma Shariras. For both these, the cause is Sukshma Bhutas. Apanchikrita Bhutas. From the Apanchikrita Bhuta, from the Sukshma Bhuta, Sukshma Sharira came and also Sthula Bhutas came. Therefore, Etat Sarvam, all these, Etesham Karana Rupa Apanchikrita Bhuta Matram Bhavati, all these is nothing but Apanchikrita Bhuta, which is the cause of these things. So now we have resolved the panchikrita bhuta into apanchikrita bhuta, the sukshma sharira into apanchikrita bhuta or sukshma bhuta. So now what remains? The five sukshma bhutas.
Etani
sattvadi guna sahitani apanchikritani utpatti vyutkramena etat karana bhuta ajnana upahita chaitanya matram bhavati. Etani, all these apanchikrita bhutani or sukshma bhutani, all these can be understood if you see how the srishti has happened. Because in the srishti we have elaborately discussed how each thing came from its karana. Now we are going the reverse. Therefore you have to remember the srishti here. Only those people who have attended the srishti class can understand this properly. What we are talking of. Yeah. So those who have not attended the srishti classes, and the srishti class means the class in which we have discussed the srishti. I didn't take a particular class called srishti class, okay. So they can, and those people who are not remembering what we have discussed previously, they can look back. So sattvadi guna sahitani apanchikritani, these apanchikrita bhutas along with their gunas. What are the gunas? Sattvadi guna, sattva, rajas and tamas. Each apanchikrita bhuta has all the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Because they are the effect of the ajnana, the samashti ajnana, the maya. Maya has three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Therefore, the effect of maya, the five sukshma bhutas, they also have all the three gunas. That's why he says, sattvadi guna sahitani, along with the three gunas, sattva, etc. Apanchikritani, these apanchikrita bhutas, these subtle elements, these sukshma bhutas, utpatti vyukramena, in the reverse order of creation. Utpatti means creation. Vyutkrama means reverse order. Etat karana bhuta ajnana upahita chaitanya matram bhavati. What is this apanchikrita bhutas? They are nothing but their karana. What is the karana? Ajnana upahita chaitanya. The chaitanya associated with ajnana. Samashti ajnana here. That is Ishvara. So ajnana upahita chaitanya. The karana of the apanchikrita bhuta. Therefore now what remains? The sukshma bhutas are also resolved. What remains is only the Ishvara. Ishvara is nothing but the chaitanya plus this ajnana. Chaitanya along with the ajnana, the samashti ajnana, maya. So now only Ishvara and maya is, Ishvara is there. Ishvara is nothing but chaitanya and maya. Chaitanya associated with maya. Etad ajnanam ajnana upahitam chaitanyam cha ishwaradikam etad adhara bhuta anupahita chaitanya rupam turiyam brahma matram bhavati. We will stop here. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरिः ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम।